Just one halakha in the laws of tzedakah. It is quite common, unfortunately, that when one gives tzedakah to a collector, for whatever reason, the collector refuses the donation. Many times he returns, whether it's the dollar or the quarter, because he's offended by the small amount of money that was given. So the question is asked in halakha, now that money that was returned to you, is it designated as tzedakah? Which means, do you have to now earmark that dollar or quarter and make sure that you put it in a charity, in a tzedakah? So the Taz discusses this question, and he says that since it was rejected by the tzedakah, retroactively when you gave it, it never had a status of tzedakah, and therefore you could put it back in your pocket. Because for tzedakah to be tzedakah, it has to be accepted. However, if the tzedakah itself refused it, retroactively when the guy took it out of his pocket to give it, it wasn't tzedakah in the first place. But the question then is, what would happen, which happens many times, a person sees a collector walking around the synagogue. So he takes out a dollar from his pocket, and he's waiting for the guy to come around, and then the guy, he leaves. You don't know where he is. So now you have a dollar in your hand that you were planning on giving to tzedakah. So the halakha says this case is a little different, because nobody negated it. Over here, you didn't have tzedakah reject it. You just, the guy's not here anymore. So in that case, the halakha says that money is indeed tzedakah. Meaning, you have to replace it. Now, if the guy was collecting for a personal fund, if you know that, then you should try to give it away to another collector that's collecting for personal. If it was collecting for an institution, you should try to give the money to an institution. But there is a way to get out of this issue in totality. Halakha says, if you would make a condition, which means if you make a condition verbally or mentally, even once, and you say, anytime I take out money to tzedakah, if the collector leaves before I give it to him, it's not tzedakah. So then automatically, then you have no problem, you can put the money back in your pocket. But without that, and that's an indefinite condition, you don't have to make that condition every year. Once you make it once, the condition is indefinite. So again, according to the halakha, in the first case, where the collector refuses it, it's not tzedakah. Where the collector walks away and you don't find him, it is considered tzedakah unless you made the condition that we mentioned above.